I think we're it's the witching hour. I think everyone's here. Is our marshal with us?
The Minnesota Court of Appeals is now in session. Judge Ross, Judge Connolly, Judge Smith, the Honorable Kevin G. Ross presiding.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Court of Appeals by Zoom. And welcome to your homes or wherever you might find yourself this morning. The first case on our oral calendar this morning is State of Minnesota versus Vargas. Counsel, I'll just advise for the record what you all know, which is that we are entertaining these proceedings today by Zoom rather than in person because of the ongoing national and state emergency regarding the pandemic. But we are keeping an audio recording of the proceedings, not a video recording, so you will need to state your name as you commence each leg of the argument so we can attach the attorneys to the right arguments for the audio recording that we will post on the court's website. Counsel, each side will have 15 minutes to present your argument with an additional 5 minutes to appellant's counsel if you would like to use that time for rebuttal. With that, counsel for appellant, whenever you're ready to proceed, you have the floor.
Good morning, your honors, and may it please the court. My name is John Pavelko, and I represent Luis Chaparro Vargas. Your honors, a warrant to search a home does not give the police carte blanche to seize any person within the immediate vicinity of that home. Here, the district court held that police lawfully seized Mr. Chaparro Vargas because he was within the immediate vicinity of a home where police were about to execute a search warrant.
Well, can I stop you there just for a moment? Because I have to tell you, it seemed to me that perhaps the court overcomplicated things, at least from my perspective, and you can disabuse me of this if you like. It seems as if the district court put aside, for the sake of its analysis, the associated with language in the search warrant. But the search warrant identifies a residence. It refers to a black BMW. Your client was in a dark BMW, although it apparently may have been a different BMW. It was in front of the home, and the search warrant doesn't just describe the premises as the premises. It describes the address and then says, and vehicles associated with the address, after having identified the black BMW. So help me to understand why a police officer violates the warrant or by detaining someone who is in a vehicle that, at least it seems to me, would appear reasonable to an officer that the vehicle is, quote, associated with the address.
Your Honor, the phrase vehicles associated with the address violates the Constitution's particularity requirement. In determining whether a search warrant meets the particularity requirement, courts look to a more precise phrase if that could have been used to decide whether it meets the particularity requirement.
Well, I think that is perhaps an interesting argument in a different case where you don't actually have a vehicle identified in the warrant itself. There's no question that whatever other vehicles might be associated with the address, the warrant particularly associates the black BMW with the address, doesn't it?
Yes, Your Honor, but the BMW that Mr. Chaparro Vargas was seized in was not that BMW.
Well, and yeah, but of course not. But we understand that. But I mean, if you're a reasonable officer and you show up to a house and you've read the warrant and you see that there's a black BMW involved, you see someone walking from the area, apparently the area of the house, and gets into a vehicle that seems to match that description, what is unreasonable about the officer connecting that vehicle to the warrant?
This vehicle did not reasonably match the description in the warrant. Detective Sleven testified at the hearing that he could not see a license plate on this BMW. And in fact, in the search warrant, they identified the license plate along with the owner. In addition, this was a different color. And there is also the testimony from Detective Sleven is unclear as to whether he in fact knew that it was a BMW at the time that he was conducting surveillance.
Why does it testimony, matter?
Excuse me?
Why does that matter? We look at from the perspective of a reasonable officer in the shoes of the officers who were conducting the search. So even if he wasn't aware, a reasonable officer would be aware of a black BMW.
Well, the reasonable officer in Detective Sleven's position may not have been able to tell whether it was a BMW. That's what's unclear from the testimony. And so if the vehicle does not match the brand or the color have the license plate.
The photo is in the, I mean, it looks like a BMW. It's got a BMW insignia on it. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's dark. It appears to be black, I would suppose, to anybody looking at it.
These are different colors, no license plates, and there was no testimony. Really, what Detective Sleven saw was a car. So an individual, a figure, come from the sidewalk and get into a car. And so to use the vehicles associated with as the ability to search any car within or around or associated with this address really violates the particularity requirement. It violates this search warrant and would be an unreasonable seizure.
So a reasonable officer would perceive this car to be what make and model?
It's unclear. I think a reasonable officer from 120 feet at 5 o'clock at night would see a car. I don't think there's any testimony to indicate the brand or anything to match the description that was identified within the search warrant.
Can I ask, so, I mean, the police did not search this vehicle on the strength of the warrant. That was not the issue. The issue was seizing the appellant, right?
Correct.
So what role does a BMW, which was the fact of a BMW, and this would be helpful to understand what the record says about what was known at the time of the seizure. What role does a fact of a BMW, even if let's assume for a moment that the search warrant did not give adequate, was not sufficiently particular to authorize a search of the vehicle. What about the fact of the BMW? How does that not contribute to just a reasonable suspicion, reasonable articulable suspicion basis for the stop?
Your Honor, the record is unclear as to whether the officer knew that this was a BMW at the time. Later on, they determined that this was a BMW, but it's unclear. The only officer that testified as to surveying Mr. Chaparro Vargas before the stop, he saw a figure come from the sidewalk, no turning around, no furtive movements, no reaching into the waistband, no gun, and get into a car. The officer testified that it was 5 o'clock in the morning, dark, and he was 120 feet away, and he could not see the color or whether there was license plates on the car. And it's unclear from Detective Sleven's testimony whether he could, in fact, decipher that it was a BMW when he was surveying. So a reasonable officer, based on that testimony, sees an individual walk from the sidewalk and get into a car. That does not provide enough reasonable suspicion to seize Mr. Chaparro Vargas. And you need some other fact, some other suspicious activity in addition to what the state points to, which is the time of night and the proximity to a search warrant execution. You need some other suspicious activity.
What if the car, I mean, I think I understand your point, but would it have been a difference if the car, if this car was in the driveway? I mean, would that suffice to be a vehicle associated with the address as opposed to just sort of being in front of the house on, you know, I assume the road?
Yeah, well, I think the fact of different options shows how much the phrase vehicles associated with lacks particularity. I think if the car is on the premises, that's a far stronger case for the police officers. In addition, the search warrant could have then said vehicles on the property rather than associated with. The state cites many different cases providing more particular language than the vehicles associated with. For example, on.
I mean, you know, the problem I'm having is, you know, someone has to draft these things, and, you know, let's be candid, not everybody has a driveway. And even if they do, a lot of people park in front of their houses. So what, I mean, what should have been in the warrant? I mean, let's say this car is always parked in front of the house. And let's say, you know, I'll take your word for it that no one said it was a BMW, but let's say it was, the cop said, yeah, that's a BMW, all right, and it's a black one. What would you say in the warrant to get around your problems?
Very simply, Your Honor, a BMW parked in front of the address. That is far more particular than associated with. Associated with is far too.
The problem with your argument is that, you know, you draft a search warrant and you say we're looking for the BMW parked in front of the residence. Well, they get there and turns out, I mean, it's North Minneapolis. It's a city street. Oh, look, the car is two doors down because the neighbors were having a party, so he couldn't park right in front of his house. Okay, I guess now we can't search the car. Associated seems to be, I guess, a clear enough term. Let me tell you my problem with your argument. I have a couple of problems. One, you keep focusing on what the officer actually observed or says the officer observed. We know that this was a car. We know it was a BMW. We know that it was dark. We know that the car is very dark in color because we see the photographs of it. And we know that your client wasn't seized. Your client wasn't seized when the officer was 100 feet away. The officer had to get to the car and order your client out of the car close enough to for a reasonable person to be able to tell, a reasonable police officer to be able to see, this is a BMW. And the other problem I have with the argument is, as just there was no, we're not talking about a search of the car. The particular, you're not challenging evidence that was seized in the car resulting from the search warrant. We're talking about what a reasonable officer would do in light of the search warrant describing a black BMW being associated with the house and the search warrant referring to vehicles associated with the house.
Well, you're right that we're not challenging the search of the car, but the search warrant has to apply to the car. And the only way that the search warrant applies to the car is the phrase vehicles associated with. Then the seizure occurs really through another analysis where the police can then, you know, seize occupants, you know, of a car if the vehicle is associated with the address. But if the phrase associated with lacks particularity, that's unconstitutional. Well, and the fact that
again, I'm going to take you back to the actual case here. If we were talking about, if the officer showed up and your client was in a yellow Volkswagen Beetle and it parked in front of the house, I think your argument would differ substantially from in substance from the one you can make today, where the search warrant, the affidavit actually identifies a vehicle associated with the house with particularity, a black BMW. No?
And And the police could have searched that BMW with the license plate identified. We don't dispute that. But the fact that they then searched a different car is consistent with the yellow Volkswagen example. It might be more extreme, but if the police wanted to use particular words to search that particular BMW that they did identify in the car, the police could have done that and did that, but they cannot then rely on the general vague vehicles associated with to search any car that they want. For example, any car that may be on a public street, or for example, a car that is 10 miles away, but then is identified as the owner being the resident of the search warrant.
Can I just ask, so analytically, I think because this car was not searched, I think we're focusing on the validity of the search warrant relative to the associated vehicle, because it's sort of an analog to the occupant of a house, right? Under summers, the police can stop an occupant of a house because the house is subject to search. Right. Here, if the argument is, oh, the vehicle is subject to search, they could stop the person who's sort of the occupant or in the vicinity of the vehicle. And you're arguing, yeah, but this is not that vehicle, that's invalid as to the vehicle. So I think your argument is he's not an occupant of the house. He's not, and the vehicle part of it doesn't give you the house equivalent, right?
Precisely, Your Honor.
What if the house, if we stick with Summers, what if they had the wrong house? To draw out this analogy, if it's not the right car, that was in the warrant. In fact, the house was wrong. What would happen then with respect to the Summers analysis? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Well, yes. In this case, Mr. Chaparro Vargas was not at all an occupant of the house. So what the analysis really turns on is whether this court has extended Summers outside of the immediate vicinity of the home, and then who that applies to. And I see I'm out of time. If I can finish my comment.
Yes, please do.
Thank you, Your Honor. The question here under the Summers analysis is whether this court limits seizures within the immediate vicinity of the home to be searched to certain people. And this court has done that, whether they be persons named in the search warrant or residents of the home. And that's consistent with the reasoning under Summers to prevent flight, officer safety, efficiency of the search. If the person is not named in the search warrant or is not a resident of the home, they can't help with the search of the home, and there's no reason to prevent flight. This would then apply to a neighbor sitting in their front lawn in North Minneapolis, or the mailman delivering mail. And that should not be extended to Summers. Thank you, Your Honors.
And thank you. You will have 5 additional minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you.
Counsel for a respondent.
Good morning, and may it please the court. Counsel John Schmidt, Assistant Hennepin County Attorney on behalf of the state of Minnesota. There are 3 different ways that this court can affirm this case, and I will go in order of ease of affirmance. Number one is the police had reasonable articular suspicion to stop the appellant as he walked out of the house or walked from the direction of the house towards the car and got into the car immediately before the police were about to execute a highly volatile search warrant.
Can I just stop you right there? Relative to from the direction of the house, it seemed I'm understanding, and I think it's kind of vague, very vague. The sidewalk, I assume that's being referred to as the public sidewalk, not a walkway to the house.
That is a bit unclear. What the testimony from the officer was, a male come from the area of the sidewalk from the direction of the house.
Okay, so it could be anyone walking up the public sidewalk who's coming from whatever it is, north to south or south to north. I think it's north, south to north that the person is walking, but I'm not sure. But why does that tell us they're coming from the house?
Well, I mean,
that's a pretty big from that direction of the house that captures anyone going to work on that street who might be walking up to, I don't know, catch a bus on 39, whatever it is.
Well, and I'm not sure, and you're right, Your Honor, it is kind of a vague testimony. My understanding, my reading of that was he was walking the sidewalk that goes to the door of the house, walking out towards the street, you know, from the direction of the house. So the house is, you know, over here, and he's walking up it towards the street from the house. That's well, what I
understand. You read that as the walkway to the house?
Well, when it's not from the direction of the adjoining street, it's from the direction of the house. And so my reading of that is his back is to the house and he's walking towards the car.
Is the car immediate? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Joshua. Oh,
I just wonder, were there any pictures of the house to tell us whether it had a what the sidewalk means, walkway or public sidewalk?
I don't believe so.
Was the car immediately in front of the house? Do we know?
The car was, according to the testimony, the car was parked in front of the house. The deputy said the car was parked directly in front of the house.
So if the car is parked directly in front of the house, if the officer saw him, testified that he was coming from the direction of the house, it would have to be, I guess, it would be a reasonable assumption for the district court to conclude that we're talking about a walkway rather than a sidewalk.
That's correct. And the court in her order, which was on the record, said that the officer saw the appellant coming from the house or from the direction of the house. And
those are two very different things, from the house and from the direction of the house. Which one did the court find, actually?
That I don't recall. Let me take a look at the court's order here.
Well, no one testified that they saw Vargas actually leaving the house.
Correct.
So from the house or from the direction of the house, it has to be from the direction of the house. Even if the finding was from the house, the evidence would only support from the direction of the house, right?
That's correct. And the court's ruling was observed coming from a known drug house or a house associated with drug sales. But the testimony is from the direction of the house. And so my understanding of that is that his back was to the house and he was walking towards a car, because it's not from the direction of the adjoining street. It's not from the direction walking down the sidewalk towards this car. It was from the direction of the house. So I think that is a reasonable inference, which would give police reasonable articulable suspicion to stop him as they are about to execute a high-risk search warrant.
Mr. Schmidt, I wonder if you could give me a definition of what vehicles associated with an address is.
So that would be, there's two answers to that question, at least as particular to this. Now, in a different case, that might have problems with the particularity requirement, because you could say all vehicles that are parked in front of the house, on the driveway, by the car, by the garage. So there could be a very broad reading of that, which might create that particularity problem. In this particular case, the search warrant application said there is a dark BMW that is parked in front of the house or on the driveway.
Did it say dark or black?
The search warrant said a black BMW parked usually, here's the direct language. In a black BMW that is usually parked in front of the address or in the driveway in the back. So in the search warrant application, it is very specific that there is a black BMW usually parked in front of the address. Given the application, the associated with language in this case would apply to a black BMW that is parked in front of the house. Now at 5 a.m, when the police pull up, and given the factual situation of this case, when the police pull up and it's dark and they see a dark car sitting there, and they see a person walking from the direction of the house to that car, it's reasonable for a reasonable officer who's there to execute a high-risk warrant to say that car is associated with that house.
Can you address Mr. Pavelko's argument about the license plate?
The officer didn't see the license plate, and that was the testimony. So they didn't have time to confirm that this is the same BMW that is referenced in the warrant. The warrant application does specify the license plate, but this is not, it's very easy for us to break this down in second by second in a post analysis, as we have 15 minutes to argue this. This was very fast.
Was there testimony? I'm trying to figure out the model of the car, the BMW. Was there testimony that established that officers knew it was a BMW?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out what the search warrant and the fact of a dark car in front of the house. Could any dark car in front of the house, could the person be stopped for any dark car in front of the house? Could the person be stopped for any car in front of the house? What are you trying to pin the justification for the seizure on? Someone coming from the house to any vehicle? Someone just coming from the house? Someone going to a dark car or just a car?
It's the totality of these circumstances. It's one that we have it's dark outside. It is two that they are there to execute a high risk warrant. And so there is a lot happening at that time. Three, that there is a dark car in front of the house, that the police know from the search warrant that a black BMW is usually parked in front of that house. And four, that they see somebody walking from the direction of the house getting into that car.
Any dark car would have sufficed, because there was no knowledge that's in the record about what type of dark car it was prior to the seizure.
I want to parse out the difference between searching the car and stopping this individual.
Oh, no, I mean at the time of the seizure of the...
Right. So any dark car, when you have a person walking from the direction of the house, getting into a dark car, then at that point in time, yes, they have the opportunity to stop that person and to... figure out what's happening when they're coming from the direction of the house. So there's two different ways that you can address this. One, it's the person walking from the house out into the street. Now, let's say there's not even a car there. If they walk from the direction of the house out into the street and the police are right about to execute a high-risk warrant, it seems to me they have reasonable articulable suspicion to at least stop that person.
And does that depend on the person actually coming from the house as opposed to walking up the public sidewalk from the direction of the house? I mean, so...
Yes.
Okay.
If they're just walking down the public sidewalk in front of the house, you know, then that's different. But if their back is to the house and it looks like they are leaving that house, then...
So is the record sufficient to support your interpretation that the person was walking down the house walkway with their back to the house, as opposed to just walking up the public sidewalk, I guess, toward the police officer from the direction of the house?
I think so, based on from the direction of the house, because it's not from the direction of the side street. And as I'm making hand gestures here today, the district court watched the officer's testimony and may have made these sorts of gestures during the officer's testimony.
You're asking us to, it's true that a district court judge can assess the demeanor of a witness to assess credibility, but you're asking us to infer from the record that there was gesturing and pointing when there's no statement in the record to suggest that the district court observed any gesturing and heard any testimony.
Well, but the inference that I'm asking you to make is based on the testimony and then based on the district court's ruling, which was he was observed coming from a known drug house.
I understand that, but you've just asked us to, I think, infer that somehow the officer was pointing.
Well, the district court's ruling is coming from a known drug house. And so that is the ruling, that he was actually coming from the house.
I understand that. I'm just talking about what you seem to be asking us to do, which is to infer some type of nonverbal communication that is clearer than just credibility assessment.
Sure. Well, and if we're looking at this as a clearly erroneous finding, I don't think that is clearly erroneous of coming from a known drug house and the officer's testimony of from the direction of the house, based on the fact that the court was able to observe and the entire testimony.
Well, we took
I agree, it's a leap. We took you completely
off the rails when you were beginning to say that you had three bases and you mentioned the one, the reasonable suspicion walking from the house. I'd like you to address what we were engaging with Mr. Pavelka, which is the car being associated with the house.
Yes, and that's number two, the plain language of this search warrant, the associated with. That's the second easiest way to affirm this. The search warrant itself says that there is a black BMW, the application, I should say, a black BMW usually parked in front of the address. They get there in the dark. They observe a black or a dark car. They observe somebody walking from the direction of the house into that car. And so this isn't a situation where the police pulled up and searched that car without anything else, that the car is sitting there, they go into the house and they search the car. There's more to this with the associated with. They see a person walking from the direction of the house, getting into that car. So the combination of the fact that in the warrant application, it says the black BMW, it says associated with, they know that there's normally a dark car in front of the house or a black car in front of the house. And then they observe somebody walking from the direction of the house, getting into that car. That makes it associated with that house. And so that, as you mentioned, Judge Ross, that is a less complicated way to affirm this than what they have done.
Oh, go ahead.
I've got a little trouble with that particular line of reasoning. If you're suggesting that you can get into any car, if someone's leaving the house and getting into a car, that associates the car with the house. So if this were a yellow VW bug, your argument is, well, there's an association between the car and the house because someone was walking away from the house into the car. That, I think, gets you into some pretty thin water. I mean, I don't see how that... That would expose virtually any kind of vehicle to a search, regardless of whether the officers had ever observed the vehicle and identified it as being at all associated with any drug activity, simply by virtue of someone leaving the house. I don't think that's your strongest argument. Maybe you can.
It's not just that somebody left the house and walked into this car. It's a combination of the two. It is under these particular facts that you have the search warrant saying a black BMW. They pull up in the dark and see a very dark car in front of the house, which a reasonable officer at the time could think that might be the car that is mentioned in the warrant. And then they see somebody get into that car. A yellow Volkswagen bug might be problematic.
Is your argument helped a little bit because it sounded like some of the drug sales were being engaged in the BMW? I mean, does that help you a little bit?
Yes, for sure. I mean, that would make it that you could search that particular car. But yes, that is another reason to affirm that. And I see I'm out of time. We ask that the court affirm, unless you have any other questions.
Doesn't appear as if either panel member has any additional questions. Thank you, Mr. Schmidt.
Thank you.
Rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honors. For the record, John Pavelko on behalf of Luis Chaparro Vargas again.
Thank you.
A few points on rebuttal, Your Honors. First, related to the testimony, the direction of the house, the court's finding that Mr. Chaparro Vargas came from a known drug house was clearly erroneous because there simply was no testimony that he came from the house.
Right, but someone is coming from the direction of the house immediately before the execution of a high-risk search warrant. I'm having a difficult time with your clear error argument, because if an officer testifies he was coming from the direction of the house and it's 5 o'clock in the morning, unless he's a gardener or someone who's just hanging out on the porch, it seems to me to be a reasonable inference, at least not clearly erroneous, that someone's coming from the house.
Well, there was simply no testimony for the court to rely on to say from the house. The testimony was from the sidewalk of the direction, from the direction of the house. And Detective Sleven, where he was located, 120 feet from the house, the car was in front of the house. So simply describing direction from the house, meaning he was between the car and the house, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he was coming from the house. And certainly, if
it may not necessarily mean that, but that's not what our standard of review directs us to question. We're questioning whether there's enough for the district court to reach that conclusion. And I assume it's by a preponderance of the evidence, right? Is there more believable than not that the individual may have been, based upon the inference of the district court, coming from the house? If he's moving from the direction of the house towards a car, which is immediately in front of the house.
Absent testimony from an officer saying that he was coming from the house, the district court cannot make that leap. And certainly if the
what other reasonable inferences would there be? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Someone's on the moving from the house in the direction away from the house towards the car that's immediately in front of the house. Why, what other reasonable inference would you draw?
For Your Honor, first of all, the testimony was not from the house. It was from the sidewalk. So one reasonable inference
It was from the direction of the house.
Correct. From the sidewalk, from the direction of the house. One reasonable inference is a neighbor on a morning walk. Certainly, if the officer did, in fact, observe the individual coming from the house, the detective would have testified to that. And the state's argument that he was coming from a walkway is also a leap not supported by any testimony.
Draw a line between if he's coming from the direction of the house, so we can put a dot at the house, and we know he's going towards the car because he got into the car, what direction could he possibly be traveling other than from the house?
From the sidewalk, which is what the officer testified to, which could be three doors down, five doors down.
You know, on that point, Mr. Pavelko, I think I understand what you're saying. Does the record indicate, I think it would be different if like this was the only car on the block in front of the house versus, you know, there's a gazillion cars, you know, and there's nowhere else to park. Does the record indicate, did anybody say that, you know, there were no other cars in the street or there were 50 cars in the street? Because, you know, then it sort of gets to point, I had to park in front of that house because that was the only space that was there. Is there anything in the record about that, Mr. Pavel?
Your Honor, I'm not positive if there's testimony regarding the number of cars. I believe there was other testimony that another car was parked on the other side of the street, but I'm not positive about that fact.
There is a photograph that would suggest a car across the street, but we can't really see what's in front of this car behind it.
Yes, correct, Your Honor. Just one other point to get off from the direction of the house. Judge Connolly, you asked the state to define associated with. I don't think we ever truly got a definition of that. And that is one of the problems.
Well, that's because Mr. Schmidt's a good lawyer. He knows that's a problem.
Certainly, Your Honor. And I see my time is up, but we do ask that this court reverse.
Well, your time's up, but I do have an additional question. So you've based your argument a lot on what the officer saw, whether he saw that it was a BMW or not. Let's assume for the sake of this question that there was a black BMW into which your client stepped. Okay, your client entered a black BMW, and let's assume that the black BMW that he walked into had the same license plate as the one on the warrant, but that the officer never observed the license plate, and the officer didn't know what color the car was, didn't know it was a BMW. You seem to be arguing that because the officer at the time didn't say that he knew it was a BMW, just knew it was a dark car, that somehow that matters in our analysis. So let's assume my facts, that he actually stepped into the car on the warrant, identified on the warrant. Your argument seems to suggest that if the officer didn't actually make the connection, that somehow the detention would be unlawful.
Your Honor, my argument is that the particularity requirement and associated with is unconstitutional.
No, I get that. I get that. I'm just talking about the other part of your argument that's based upon the fact that the officer didn't say he knew that this was a BMW. When, of course, we can look at it and we can see it's a BMW.
Yeah, if the search warrant provided the opportunity for the police to seize the vehicle identified in the search warrant, the black BMW with the license plate, the police certainly have the ability to search that car. But when the search warrant only says vehicles associated with, the police are not allowed to then search that car, even if it was identified. They need to identify it in the search warrant to meet the particularity requirement.
Well, thank you both to Mr. Pavelka and Mr. Schmidt for your argument. Thank you. I hope you enjoy a hot bench, because I think you both got one this morning. Wake you up anyway, get you ready for the rest of the day. The matter is submitted, and we will take it under advisement and issue our opinion within this text.
And I will just say, this is yet another reason I never drive a BMW.